Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Bill Ford, Tub Studio, 888-808-1019. It is the Boomer and Geo program, 705. As you're talking, well, you know, Knicks, NBA. By the way, real quick, before I want to get back to the football.
Yes.
Sixers, Rockets last night. Three-pointers, 102 of them shot.
It's insane.
102
horrendous.
In one game, 102.
You know, it's a horrendous.
That's, right? And it was overtime, so I want to be fair. But 102, usually in the 70s is like the normal number, but whatever. You said something before the break, and I wanted to get into the whole Jameis Winston giant thing, too, with Ojulari. But before we do that. So you said something about how, you know, for Justin Fields, the Jets, you know, seem to work. The Giants are trying to figure out their quarterback situation. These other teams are, too. And I guess I'm wondered thinking, as the Steelers are one of those teams, either waiting on Aaron Rodgers or trying to figure something else out, you know, they had Justin Fields. They had Russell Wilson. Does that not, and I do agree, I think Justin Fields for the Jets is a good idea.
Yeah, but it's a safe idea.
And is it not a red flag, though, that the Steelers don't like what they had that others now want?
You got to remember, the Steelers are in a division with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know, so they're always fighting from behind. They want some explosive offense, and I think that's, they really want Aaron Rodgers, I would think.
So let's say Aaron Rodgers goes to Minnesota. What do the Steelers do?
Good question. I mean, like, they're picking from the same barrel that, you know, the Giants are. I'm surprised the Giants, I don't think that Carson Wentz has signed anywhere. I mean, I haven't seen him sign anywhere.
Maybe he has. Carson Wentz?
Why not?
I mean, why?
But this is what you're dealing with. That's why you can't have the attitude towards these players, because this is who the players are. Like, you know who they are, you know what they can do, and out of all of them, the most explosive is the 41-year-old or 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. He is an explosive football player, and I still think, like, you put him with Justin Jefferson, you put him with DK Metcalf, and what they got going on in Pittsburgh, I think he can win in those places. He does have, you know, there are some offensive players here for the Giants. There's no question about that. The one thing I worry about there is, I think you got really two alpha males in Brian Daboll and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, wherever he goes, by the way, is going to have to conform to where, you know, what the coach wants.
Mike Tomlin too, right?
Or it could be over with.
Yeah. I mean, Tomlin's an alpha male.
But that's Arthur Smith. You know, Arthur Smith is calling the plays there. Mike Tomlin's really running the team there. Mike is your typical CEO head coach. He may give some, ideas during the game, and he may tell the offense coordinator, I want to run more. But, you know, I understand why Aaron Rodgers would want to go to Minnesota for 1 year maybe,
mm-hmm.
and maybe call quits after that. But I think Pittsburgh offers him at least 2 years if he wants to play that long.
So here's what I would say. I think out of most of us, maybe not you, I'll take you out of the mix, but I know, you know, for G for sure, Al sometimes wavers on this, but when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, I feel like a lot of people have had enough of him and they don't think he can play anymore. I feel like I've been one that
they
has...
watched the second half of the season last year. He could still play.
And I did, but I also know they didn't win. Even though he could still play, they didn't win games. They didn't score enough points.
All right, so the team fired the head coach. They elevated their defensive coordinator. The defense fell off a cliff. I mean, it wasn't exactly what it was supposed to be when he got here.
So my question would be to you.
And
you
by the way, same thing happened to me. Just so you know, same thing happened to me when I came to the Jets. It wasn't supposed to be the way it went.
No, I get that. And it certainly didn't with Rodgers.
They tell you one thing, then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. The owner gets impatient, starts firing people. The GM, unfortunately, passes away in the middle of all of it, Dick Steinberg.
Yep.
And things start changing. And they're changing and changing and changing. And the revolving door is going around and around and around. And, I mean, it just gets to be not what you expected it to be.
So I guess you answered my question. And you think from what you saw the last 6-7 weeks, I don't disagree. I'm just asking. You think what you saw is enough that when Aaron Rodgers goes to either Pittsburgh, Minnesota, or the Giants, if he doesn't retire, that you will see the best version of him?
I think Minnesota and Pittsburgh are the two more stable franchises, meaning that their coaches, I don't feel like they're going anywhere, even though Pittsburgh, a lot of, you know, loud Pittsburgh fans, I mostly probably in the minority, I can't tell you that it's more than less, but I would say that some Pittsburgh fans are tired of Mike Tomlin because they haven't won a playoff game and they have high expectations with that franchise. But I still think that Minnesota and Pittsburgh are more stable and would offer more support to an older quarterback than maybe the Giants would.
All right, so now let's bring it back to the Giants because this is a fun story with Jameis Winston coming in. So this is twofold to me. Well, I guess three. Number one, my guess is they're still holding out hope that Aaron Rodgers wants to come here, although that doesn't seem likely at this point. But okay, fine, fair enough. They had Russell Wilson in. There was so it's funny. There were stories when you Google Russell Wilson and the Giants. There have been stories prior to him signing with Pittsburgh that he liked the idea of coming to the Giants. I saw one story there, and now he's met with them again. So clearly, there is in his mind some desire to play here. Is it possible? I know they brought in Jameis Winston. Is Jameis Winston then the fallback for these other two, or do you think that we're looking at something like a Carson Wentz and draft a quarterback.
Or Joe Flacco and draft a quarterback. I think they're just, you know, looking under every stone and trying to figure out who may be the best personality and also who may be the most cost effective. Remember last year, one of the reasons why Pittsburgh really looked at Russell Wilson was because he was cheap. You know, Denver Broncos were paying most of his salary. I think they paid him like $1.6 million or something. And they got $1.6 million performance out of him. You can't be screaming and yelling if that's the performance you're going to get out of a guy that you're paying that little amount of money to. So I think some of this probably has a little bit to do with how much money these guys want, how much guaranteed money they want. When you saw the contract that Sam Darnold signed with the Seattle Seahawks, when you really look at that contract, the Seattle Seahawks can get out from underneath that contract after 1 year and $37.5 million. I mean, I wish I had that contract.
For sure.
I don't. But it's not a three-year, $110 million deal unless the Seattle Seahawks want it to be a three-year, $110 million deal.
If Sam plays to that level.
If Sam plays to that level, plays like he did in Minnesota, somehow gets him to the playoffs, wins a playoff game, they'll keep him. If they don't, then they'll be in the market for another quarterback next year.
And then Darnold will start resembling Kirk Cousins. Not with the tag, but going from place to place to place and making a lot of money.
And it's, you know, it's like he can play. Again, he can definitely play. He showed you that he can do it. The problem is those last two games of last year, one in the playoffs and once the last game of the year, he played poorly and he looked indecisive and he looked nervous. And that's the thing that you don't want your quarterback to look like in those situations. Well,
why do we, for number one, it's a remarkable because it feels like he was with the Jets 40 years ago. He's only 27 right now. So that's, to me, incredible to think how young he still is. But why is it that we don't look at the... I mean, we're talking about the Knicks and the body of work. Sam Darnold's body of work for last season was off the charts. And you talk about overperforming what your contract tells you you should be doing. He was unbelievable last year. And I know the last two games were dreadful. I'm not... That's unfortunate, can't hide from it.
But unfortunately, if those last two games were good, he'd still be in Minnesota.
But can I make the case the that Lions game, week 18, right? It was week 18? The final week of the season.
Yeah.
There's no doubt he was bad, but that whole game was bad. I mean, I thought he was dealing with pressure he hadn't seen all season long, which also might be a red flag for sure. But I don't know. It's like we throw away the other 15 games he played as if they were meaningless.
Well, I mean, it's real. I mean, that's what the coaches want to see a guy perform at those highest levels. And they were right there, man. They were right there. And his season... He was in the conversation for MVP for most of the season.
I know.
And you remember, I think it was Tua Tagovailoa 2 years ago was in the MVP conversation. And then he lost a couple games at the end of the season at Baltimore. And then they lost another one maybe at Buffalo. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened to Sam last year. So I what I appreciate about Sam, though, is that he stayed with it and he learned by going to San Francisco, going to play under coach Kevin O'Connell, and now has a chance to do it out there in Seattle unencumbered because there's no young quarterback out there.
And he was in briefly Carolina, was he not? He,
with Baker Mayfield.
Right, that's right, exactly. One quick one. Here's Austin in the Rockaway. What's up, Austin?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say my daughter, she every morning she looks at your calendar, and I think this week's quote is the best. It's just an epitome of Joe Shane. It's just a bird, and he's still a moron. Right? And
oh God, yes.
You know, but they have to pick somebody. You know, pick up Jameis Winston, get this over with, start figuring out what you're going to do with the draft. They've too many moving parts. They need to make a decision, and it's getting to the point where who are you going to pick anymore? I'm sick of talking about Joe Flacco.
I know, Austin. It's frustrating. But
thank you for buying the calendar,
they are
Austin.
In quarterback hell. There's no question about it. And this also may have to do, they may be talking to these guys also to see which personality would fit with a quarterback if they draft a quarterback.
You can tell me they don't know the personality of these players.
No, I don't think you get a chance to know them until you get them in the building. And you got to be able to talk to them. You got to be able to listen to them. That's why these guys are all visiting these different places. And sometimes it's the smoke screen as well.
So you're telling me Joe Flacco is not as boring as he presents himself?
No, I think you'd be surprised about how well respected Joe Flacco is. Simply because you as a fan are watching the Joe Flacco on the field and you think it looks like it's flat and he doesn't have a great deal of energy, but in the building, in the meeting rooms, he's a great dude and guys love him.
I am not saying he's not well respected. I'm not saying he's not a great dude. We watched him here with the Jets. He looked like he had 9,000 other places he'd rather be. Remember the one game into the game?
That's kind of the feel.
And he didn't want to even grab his helmet.
Yeah, but you understand, this is what happened to him in Baltimore. He won the Super Bowl, got his big contract. They drafted Lamar Jackson at the end of the first round. And I personally think that they got tired of seeing what you see.
Yes.
And they said, we're paying him all this money, and we need more from him. And we never really ever got the leader that we wanted. Because Ray Lewis ran that team.
Sure.
And, you know, Joe never really was that guy that was going to step up with his personality outwardly. He's more of an inward guy, and he's more of a guy that the guys love in the locker room.
And I can appreciate that.
Right. But the point being is that they probably talked to him saying, look, if you do come here and we do draft a guy, you know, are you up for that? And how much money are you going to want? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. And maybe they are waiting for Aaron Rodgers. I kind of feel like that ship has sailed a little bit, but they have plenty of time until the draft gets here.
Remember one of the Joe Flacco starts with the Jets? They played the Dolphins. His kid showed up in Dolphins jerseys.
In Miami. Yes.
And Tyreek Hill jerseys.
That's exactly right. I mean, wow. I'm not saying he's not a great dude, but I'm just, I kind of feel like you know what his personality is. But you're probably right. I guess until you get him to the building, you really don't know.
So here's what's going on. They're talking to all these guys. They probably have the one guy that they want. It's probably Aaron Rodgers. But they also got to meet these other guys just in case. And they got to sit down and talk to these guys and let them know this is the offense. This is what we do. And there's a very good chance we're going to be drafting a young quarterback. Are you good with that? Are you going to be able to work with him? And that's an important part of the equation here, that the Giants really don't have to make any decision until that draft comes.
All
true. They've got to find out who is there and whether or not they're going to draft one of these young quarterbacks.
Now, one quick one, because I don't want to leave him on hold too long. CeeLo's coming in next. Joe in the Bronx. What's up, Joe?
Boom and Jerry, thanks for taking the call.
What's happening, Joe?
So, Boomer, and that, with everything going on with Draymond Green, was there a player in your day that talked a lot of trash to you that you really wanted to stick it to?
Brian Cox, but, you know, Brian Cox was he had a reason to do it because we were not really prepared to play in a game, and he basically called us the dumbest sons of bitches he's ever played against. and he leaned right across the line of scrimmage and told me that.
Would that be it, though? Like, is that the one guy
It was also
Tiki was talking about John Randall, the way you've talked about.
Yeah, John Randall was another one. He was always wired. Mm. He was wired. I would say the safety for the Philadelphia Eagles, who's no longer with us. He was dirty, really a dirty player.
Talking about Sean Taylor?
No.
With the Redskins?
No, that was the Redskins.
Tiki mentioned him yesterday, too.
Yeah, I think I remembered playing against him, but I don't.
Maybe he was a little after much. Yeah.
You know, the guys in Cleveland, Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield, the two defensive backs, they were a pain in the ass.
Always chirping.
Chris Dishman, the safety for the Oilers. He was another one that was always yapping. Lester Lyles for the Houston Oilers. I mean, you know, we used to have wars against those guys.
I can imagine.
Warren Moon and I would shake hands after the game and go, oh, jeez, we got out of this one alive. Thank God.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, great to have you with us. Coming up on 7:30, the Boomer and Geo program, built Ford Tough Studio.
You know, the safety I was talking about for the Philadelphia Eagles was Andre Waters.
Hmm.
And Andre was a real heavy-duty trash talker, and he was an uber-aggressive safety. And unfortunately for him, he took his life by suicide with a gunshot wound to the head back in 2006. And he was one of many, many former NFL players that were dealing with depression and ended up being diagnosed with CTE during the autopsy. So, he was an aggressive, aggressive football player and one of the harder hitters of his era. And he played on that great Philadelphia defense with Reggie White, Jerome Brown, and Clyde Simmons, and Seth Joyner, and all those guys. And unfortunately, he took his own life back in 2006.
The story Tiki was telling yesterday was how Sean Taylor on the field would not say anything to him except the word that started with F and the phrase that ended with U, no yeah. matter what he said to him. And yet, when they would see each other outside of the field, it was like, hey, what's going on? Same time, same thing. I see, to me, it feels like back in the 70s, 80s, if you didn't like each other, you didn't like each other.
Yeah, and we didn't have all this off-season stuff going on where you were, you know, sharing agents and going to work out together and all that, all the things that the players do today. You know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, I have to believe that players were taking steroids, made them uber aggressive.
Of course.
Players were possibly playing on cocaine. That was drug of choice back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, sometimes you had to take your life into your own hands. Some of these guys were so wired, and it was dangerous. Now, I'm not saying that was the case with Andre. Just Andre was like, you know, you think Rodney Harrison.
Right.
You think uber aggressive safeties. Ronnie Lott, same way. You know, they would be wanting to leave a message to anybody who is running in the secondary.
I remember the NFL films with Jack Tatum, so I certainly know what you're saying.
When I first started at the NFL Today, we had a thing sponsored called the Quarter Pounder of the Week, and it was the hits of the week, and we all had a vote on, you know, who had the hardest hit of the week, and unfortunately, there was a victim laying on the ground.
Always are.
Yeah, and normally it was a quarterback
or
a wide receiver.
The quarter pounder.
Yes.
All right, Chris Lopresti, what's going on, man?
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. An early 12-0 hole for the Knicks last night back at home against the Heat. While they dug out of that, and then Karl-Anthony Towns pretty much single-handedly helped them take control of the game in the second quarter.
Right now, no points, but 8 rebounds. Towns, long 3! 15 consecutive points! Scored by Karl-Anthony Towns!
Kenny Albert and Clyde Frazier on MSG, part of a 116-95 win over Miami as Cat went for 23. Mikal Bridges, game high, 28.
Would you say he is the most versatile broadcaster we've seen?
Kenny?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking last week when you weren't here, Boomer, about Gio was talking about, you know, the best in New York that we have, which are basically all over the country, too, with, you know, Breen and Ian and we all the guys.
Burkhart.
But, well, he's national now, but yes. Yeah. Kenny does, he goes from the football to the hockey to the basketball to the football to the hockey to the basketball, and he does it all seamlessly.
He does some baseball too.
Yes.
Has
anybody else done all those sports as consistently as he has? Like, you've had guys that have done a game of the week, which I guess that would kind of be the same thing from a baseball.
Right. I think guys like Ian Eagle is in that category.
Well, Ian'll do football, but hockey, and doesn't do baseball, really.
Al Michaels back in the day?
Yeah, but doesn't do a... So the thing about Kenny is he does the Rangers all season long, does a ton of Knick games,
does NFL every Ranger game. He does a lot of them, though.
And he does NFL football every week. Like, he's got to be the... I don't say overworked, but he's got to have the fullest schedule of anybody.
Oh, yeah, his travel is outrageous.
Who's going to replace the great Sam Rosen?
See, I thought it would be Kenny.
Maybe, I don't know.
You would think, but that's a bigger commitment, and, you know...
Why, though? They let Mike Breen do the ESPN games.
Yeah.
And he's in the same building.
It would be the natural transition. I don't know the answer to this. I can easily find out, but I'm assuming that would...
Maybe you can find that out for us and share that with
us. But then who would be the second guy?
That I don't know. I think that's a good question.
Don't know. And then who gets the radio job? Does Don get it?
I would think so. Yeah,
Kenny, sure. I would think so, too. Yeah.
Trickle-down effect here.
Yes, big trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the big ceremony for Sam coming up Saturday at the Garden.
Mm.
And then they're doing a TV special after the game.
Oh, poor guy.
I mean...
It's emotional.
I'm sure it will be, but, I mean, he's been getting tributes every road city they go to.
I know, but this isn't his building, though.
Well, yeah, for sure.
So we lose from the airwaves, not from life.
Right.
Not from the
earth. John Sterling and now Sam Rosen.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to... I know you say this. If we did a tribute for you, though, on your last day...
I'll say goodbye. I'm not here.
So you won't even sit in for a last show.
You could do it in absentia.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to be here.
Okay. So you're not going to announce when there's going to be a last day. When you're done, you're not going to tell us. It's just going to be you're going to leave on a Friday, and then on Friday night we're going to get a text. Guys, I'm done. See ya.
Yeah, it could be this Friday. No.
Nice.
No.
You can't keep that under wraps. How could you keep that under wraps? You have a contract that's going to expire at some point, no?
I have a lifetime contract here. It goes on forever.
All right.
In perpetuity.
Better than I.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
All right. let's see. Where were we? Josh Hart, his 8th triple-double of the year, matching Clyde's franchise record, 12 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. Here was Towns on that long three to get to 15 straight points. He was calling for it from Hart.
I told Josh to give me the ball over half court. if I was one step through from the half court, I was shooting it. So I was letting it fly. So he heard me. I could see he acknowledged that I told him to throw me the ball. And I shot, I don't know how far I shot that three, but I know I shot it.
What do you think that
it
was?
It took a while to get there. When it made it in, I was excited.
That was close. I don't want to say 40 feet, but that's got to be long. 37, 38
yeah,
feet, no?
I mean, it wasn't just inside half court.
It was at the edge of the logo.
It was definitely long. Yes, it was Steph Curry-esque.
It was, I would say probably 8-9 feet from the three-point line.
Yeah, Knicks take the season series in a sweep. First time they've done that to Miami, mentioned last hour, since the 1992-93 season. Oh, here was Mitchell Robinson. He had 10 points in this one, but enjoyed watching Towns do his thing in that second quarter.
Do you ever see someone score 15 straight in the quarter like Cat did tonight?
Nah, that was epic.
Good to see him back and contributing and having fun in the post-game locker room. He did have the vomiting incident with Tracy Morgan courtside midway through the third quarter. Hart sending well wishes afterwards.
Yeah, first and foremost, obviously, we hope everything's good with Tracy Morgan. Avid lifetime Knick fan, so prayers go out to him and his health and safety.
Led to a delay of about 10 minutes or so as they cleaned up the court. And
that would be pretty embarrassing. You know,
like 100%.
Sitting there and it's like all of a sudden,
and now if you open up social media, him vomiting is all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he's okay, obviously. They took him off in the wheelchair.
It's just a norovirus, you think? You hope?
I hope that's all it is.
Maybe had a little bit too much to drink, maybe. Maybe something. Maybe
too many chicken tenders.
I think he's getting hammered there on the court.
He's getting plowed there courtside.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Somebody's getting plowed.
Pre-game report that Jalen Brunson is still in a walking boot with the ankle sprain and apparently not doing much yet. So Tom Thibodeau was asked about that at the end of his press conference and tried to play ignorant.
I'm not sure. Sometimes I see him with the boots. Sometimes
he's leaving.
Walks right off. Yeah.
Okay.
That Thibodeau grin on that we've seen many times.
I'm telling you, this might be a blessing in disguise.
A little rest
injury.
For him.
Yeah.
Get him right.
He might come back like he shot out of a cannon.
That's what you want. Knicks back in action tomorrow night when they visit the Spurs. Tonight you get the Nets and the Celtics from Boston. Coverage on The Fan beginning at 7:20. We covered the Jameis Winston visit with the Giants. I guess he got into town last night. He's going to visit with the Giants today. Of course, after they had Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco through, everyone's still waiting on Aaron Rodgers' decision. Fired up Al on the warm-up show this morning. Shocker. Doesn't understand the NFL offseason, free agency, why everyone's all hot and bothered about these moves and contracts, mediocre quarterbacks, or massive deals for non-QBs.
Paying anybody other than a quarterback big money makes zero sense.
Okay.
If T. Higgins has a great game, he's going to have three catches. Mm. We're getting boners over that?
All right, so I saw that on Twitter, or X, I should say. And that was you saying that.
Oh, yeah.
That
correct.
I thought that was Steve in Atlanta, our caller. He just reposted hearing you say that.
Quoting Al. Yes.
That is funny. He was out the game. I mean, he was all sports. I mean, he was ripping it up with the sports this morning.
Nice. Yeah.
Matter of fact, like when you open a show this morning, Hart on the Knicks, right?
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
Why don't you hit clip number one as the warm-up show opened this morning.
Good morning to you. Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. Jerry Recco is in for Geo all week. It'll be Boomer and Jerry. So I've got CeeLo with me here. I've got Eddie in his spot. Great. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning, Al. How we doing today, pal?
Oh, pretty good. May I recommend a breakfast for people?
This is not a joke. Hit number two.
I'm going to share for you a nice, healthy, filling, delicious, easy to make breakfast.
And this must be sans seed oils.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, this is a healthy item. And you can bring it to work. That's very good. Simple.
Give me number three.
You take.
It's fine.
Then I put some blueberries in there.
Sure.
Right. Yogurt. And then a tablespoon of pure maple syrup.
Oh.
That's it.
That sounds wonderful,
it's
actually.
It's a beautiful breakfast.
Huh. With the part that was missing, unflavored Greek yogurt. Yes. No flavor allowed. You get the flavor from the pure maple syrup.
So it went from Greek yogurt and blueberries to boners.
Right. Not getting a boner over T. Higgins and his three catches. Yeah.
And by the way, segment two started with hard-boiled eggs.
That's right. And smell of them. Yeah. Where does the smell come from?
Oh,
that was my
boy.
Fault. I posed that question, and then we researched that during the break, so I'll take the hit on that.
Well, you researched what? Why they smell?
I was like, what's the... How did we get there, Al?
Because we just talked about eggs somehow.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you said you have hard-boiled eggs there. How do you eat that? Smells and...
Oh, right. He was saying Jerry had some healthy items out in the newsroom this morning. I said, I have some hard-boiled eggs. And I was like, well, those smell. And I was like, why is that? Like, regular eggs don't smell, but you hard-boil them and all of a sudden they stink. So we looked into that.
Thoughts, boom.
The mix of the sulfur.
That is the egg an RPN world that I'm just living in today.
Speaking of which...
Yes.
Big defense of Sam Darnold from Al. He didn't like that the Vikings let him walk, and a lot of people are, you know, poking holes in his season because of Week 18 in the playoff game, and thinks Minnesota will live to regret it, but his sports knowledge or lack thereof, as you'll hear here, kind of damages his credibility a little bit.
I will tell you this. The Vikings will maybe win 8 games this year. I don't care who's quarterback.
I wouldn't.
Old man Rodgers.
I wouldn't push back on that.
Or J.J. Redick, who no one was interested in drafting until
J.J. Redick.
What's his name?
McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy. 2 weeks before the draft, space alien Jim Harbaugh came out and he goes, you know, he's pretty good. Oh, really? You're a quarterback?
Yeah.
Do you want him in San Diego? No. No, I don't.
And they don't play in San Diego anymore.
Wow, you're all over the place, Al.
Locked in on everything.
And by the way, he did step into a good situation with a good quarterback out there in L.A.
But again, Justin Herbert's won nothing.
Yeah,
everyone,
I agree with you on that
If
one.
Justin Herbert were available, everyone would be knocking his door down. Sam Darnold loses one game and no one wants him.
You know who lifts their team? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, right, and... Lamar Jackson. And Josh Allen.
Sure. That's about it. That's the list.
Joe Burrow.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs this year.
That's true.
They didn't make the playoffs this year.
They scored a million points. Their defense
sucks.
But
it goes to the point that it's not just the quarterback.
But the amazing thing to me is that
Mahomes.
Like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes don't have those game-breaking wide receivers that Joe Burrow has.
True. But the Chiefs offense wasn't near where it's been in years past.
No, he's not even in the discussion for the, MVP.
Right.
As Josh Allen and, I still think it was Lamar Jackson who had the single greatest season any quarterback's ever had.
When
you look at the numbers that he put up and the lack of interceptions, the high completion percentage, the amount of yards on the ground. And I know that Josh is great. I'm not saying he's not, but... Lamar should have won it again.
But like to Al's point, and I completely agree with him. Justin Herbert's a wonderful talent. No one's saying he's not. But to get paid like the guys that win and win and win and put up the numbers and elevate a team that doesn't have, I don't think anybody would argue the Chiefs' talent collectively was not as good as
we've
seen.
Do you want to know who the worst guy in that category is? It's not Justin Herbert. It's Trevor Lawrence.
Agreed. Oh,
Trevor Lawrence is the worst guy in that situation.
Miserable season this year.
I would say that Jacksonville as an organization, he's on his third coach now in 4 years. Not a good thing.
Tough. Not ideal.
Very difficult.
Real quick, baseball opener for the Dodgers and the Cubs in Tokyo, top of the sixth. L.A. now leads 3-1. Here's what we get to look forward to with these pitchers in the early going. So Shoto Imanaga started for the Cubs. 4 shutout innings, 69 pitches.
And done.
Got him right out of there. Go to the bullpen. Bang. 3 runs for the Dodgers.
Now,
they take the
in
lead.
In fairness, I feel like even as a kid, these first few weeks of the season, they kind of do. But I'm with you.
But it's gotten worse and worse.
Of course, because you can see this in August.
Yep. Devils beat Columbus 2-1. You get the Rangers and the Flames tonight, and the Islanders will take on the Penguins.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Geo will be back next week, 7:50 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, Jerry, I know you have been talking about the brackets and everything, and we've been going back and forth with it. Number one, looking at these brackets yesterday, I don't know how anybody's going to beat these number one seeds. I really don't. I mean, they are head and shoulders. I feel like it's a tier one, and anything can happen in March Madness. So you hope that there's going to be some excitement on Thursday and Saturday and Friday and Sunday, and there's going to be some, you know, some upsets, but you never know. But I just kind of feel like these four teams are really, really, really good. And then the other thing is, I could not believe just the amount of disdain that has been thrown at the University of North Carolina, their AD, and the fact that he was the chairman of the, you know, the college basketball playoff here.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there was also, I want to make sure this is accurate, because there was a story that I saw, again, on Twitter, X, whatever.
Well, he got a bonus. That's true.
Okay.
They're supposed to get over a $100,000 bonus for North Carolina if their basketball team makes the round of, I guess, now 68, of course.
What I did not realize until, I guess, Sunday night, Monday morning, you know, like, I knew North Carolina had won 20 games. I knew they're in the ACC, which is not a great conference compared to the SEC and the Big Ten now, and I get that, but it's still North Carolina. They have Duke. They played Duke a few times this year. I always was on the understanding that Indiana was the team that really got burnt until you look
and
into
West Virginia,
more,
both of them.
What more so? That's where I was going. West Virginia got just, I mean, it's just unfair. There's nothing else. Even Ohio State deserved it more than North Carolina
did. I saw, you know, our buddy John Rothstein just went off on it. I mean,
a lot of people
totally
have.
Went off
if
on
you were,
it.
But Boomer, that was my...
But he's usually a reserve guy, you know. He kind of understands some of the politics and all that other kind of meddling that goes on behind the scenes. But, I mean, he went off. Seth Davis went off. I saw a lot of other guys going off on social media yesterday. It was amazing to me just how under fire North Carolina, their AD and the chairman of this, you know, this college basketball playoff is.
And that was my point yesterday morning. It wasn't necessarily so critical of the guys on CBS. It was more so that they pointed out the injustice, for lack of a better term, that happened to Indiana and West Virginia in favor of North Carolina. And when they had the guy on, they took the explanation and just moved on, when you didn't have to crush them, but just reference the two schools you guys were referencing as a follow-up. That's all. And they had an opportunity to do that, and they didn't do that. But you're right. It is everywhere, and people are not happy.
No, they are not. The college basketball fan out there, all the college basketball, you know, sycophants are just absolutely livid over this. I just couldn't believe the intensity.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the accusations started coming.
Well, I think a lot of fans, just my opinion, I think a lot of college basketball fans feel that North Carolina had a sense of entitlement to the spot. given the resume they
have. Yeah, and we as Maryland fans think we get screwed because we always have to go like to Seattle or L.A. or San Francisco or whatever.
But you did mention John Rothstein.
Yes.
Which is interesting because his slogan, if you're not aware, is some people have hobbies. I watch college basketball. And when I think of college basketball, I think of two people, John Rothstein and I think Al Dukes. Now, we've got the play-in games coming up tonight and tomorrow,
yeah.
And then the Johnnies play on Thursday night. The Johnnies have taken the city by storm, as they say. So I'm going to give you a handful of names, Al, and I would like for you to inform the audience if this is a 1985 St. John's player when they went to the Final Four, or is it a 2025 player, or is it just a random dude, as they say. All right?
Random dude.
I'm going to... Yes.
85
or 2025. Now I'm going to get you off to a good start. A nice, simple, easy one. Bill Winnington.
That is a 25 player.
Okay, 0 for 1. He was on the, he was on the
1985 team. I mean, how do you not know that?
Okay.
I thought you were going to give him the other easy one.
I thought you were going to give me Chris Mullin.
Yeah, that's too easy. I thought Bill Winnington was pretty easy.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to give him the big center. Mullen.
Come on. All right, I'm not giving you Chris Mullin. That's too easy. All right, here we go. Shaq Lawson.
25.
So that's a random name. That's he played on Rutgers about 8 years ago. And plays,
I knew I recognized
him. No, you didn't recognize him. You did not recognize him.
I was going to say it was a pass rusher.
So you're 0 for 2. Aaron Scott.
That is a 25 player.
All right, my man.
That's right, Jerry.
You are 1 for 3. How about Vincent Iwuchukwu?
Iwuchukwu. That's a current player as well.
Look at you. You are now 2 for 5.
That's right, Jerry.
You're showing up now. You are making a
comeback.
Producing that out. Mm-hmm.
We did go over this roster, by the way, last week.
That's why I'm going to know some of these all names. Right. I think I remembered some.
Number 5, Kevin McBride.
Oh, he was 80s.
No, it's just a name I made up. How about Jose Jonathan Jackson?
Current player.
No, it's not. How about Walter Berry?
Walter, that's an old guy's name, so I'm going to say that's 80s.
You're good. Good for
that's
you.
That's right, Jerry.
That is good. How about Mike Moses?
You made that up.
I did not make that up. He averaged 7 points per game on the 85 team. Davon Smith.
Oh, that's a current player.
Yes.
That's right, Jerry.
I will tell you, you're doing okay with the current team. And then I'll end with, I think, an easy one for you. RJ Lewis.
Current player.
Look at that.
So that's right, Jerry.
After all is said and done, I think you got 6 right. That's not too bad.
Not terrible.
Lastly for you, who do they play on Thursday night?
They play Omaha.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about, Jerry.
Where's the game?
Hold on.
Come on.
San Francisco.
No. There's a Patino tie-in.
Kentucky.
No.
Well, close, because they could have gone to Lexington.
Come on.
You're not wrong.
They Louisville.
No. Jesus. It's still Kentucky.
The other one.
And by the way, it's not Iona.
I have no idea.
Providence.
Ah, right.
Where he was years and years.
What time are they playing?
9:45. Unfortunately, that's a late tip-off.
That is true. And I know we don't have time to get into it now, but you see the Iona coach got fired?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know they weren't great this year. They were 17-17. They're in the MAC championship on Sunday. Yeah, he's talking about expectations. And then I just listen to this quote, and then we'll take a break. Listen to this quote. This to me, what I say the other day, college basketball is gross,
yes.
Or college athletics is gross.
Yes.
This is the quote from the Iona AD, Matthew Glavaski. With the impact of NIL changing college basketball in ways no one could have imagined, Iona feels the need to shift the direction of our men's basketball program. This requires an overhaul of our entire business model and program structure. I mean, you want to talk about changing on the fly. This guy, I mean, 2 years, 17-17, MAC championship, and he's out already?
Yeah, unfortunately. Maybe he'll be on Rick Pitino's staff next year.
He might be. You never know. He might be.
Making more money and having more fun.
And I'm sure Tobin Anderson is his name. I'm sure he will bounce back. He may end up with a raise. He'll be fine. It's just, and the Fran McCaffrey in Iowa, the Ben Johnson in Minnesota.
It happens, man. Like, these guys got to be fundraisers. The one thing,
yes,
when they hired.
And that's the problem.
When they hired Rick Pitino, you know, he brought Mike Rapoli. Got Rick Pitino to come.
For sure.
Hey, Mike, if you support me, I'll come to your alma mater and we'll make them great again. And that's exactly what Mike did along with Rick Pitino. Now, maybe Iona's got to find that guy. He's got to find somebody who's going to be able to raise money. I mean, that's what makes these coaches crazy. You got to raise money And you also got to try to keep the guys in your program, or you got to go to the transfer portal and get new guys every year.
Would you not agree that coaching is almost the last important thing that a coach has to do now?
He's got to assemble the money.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to assemble the roster.
The recruiting takes forever.
Right. And he's got to have a good staff to be able to do that and to identify players. And then they can use his name, just like North Carolina is going to use Bill Belichick's
sure.
name. Use his name, Rick Pitino's name, and St. John's and the Garden as a lure to come here, along with the money that Mike Rapoli has backstopped the program with.
No question. Yeah,
that's the way it goes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.